Hello, 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 everybody. This is Brandon Luna.
Randy Rankin.
With Calypso Cigar Review Podcast. And today we're talking about interview number
8,438. Something like that.
Yes. Yeah. It's one of the interviews we did for Texas Frightmare Weekend. This is with a group of guys from Houston, Texas that are making an independent film called Among the Dead.
San Antonio.
No.
San Antonio.
Houston.
Or Austin.
It's Austin. They're Texas guys.
Okay, whatever.
It's like, I know. They're Texas.
No, Edwin Neal was from Houston. They're from Austin, San Antonio or something.
Do you want to start over?
No.
Anyway, this
do
is...
Do we care about minutiae?
No,
this show is
really
so
not.
About... Not about minutiae.
The important part is that we did the interview. These guys are great guys, and they're making a movie. And if you want to be a zombie in a movie and you happen to live in Texas...
Yeah. Follow on Facebook, and they'll give you opportunities to do that. And
to be either a zombie or a military guy or
but
something.
But know that you've got to beat me and Brandon, because we're going to be in the fucking movie.
We're going to fucking die in this movie, and then we're going to come back as zombies.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Seemed like he wanted me to get my brain shot out and wanted you to be a FEMA guy, so I don't understand.
Yeah. That's I'll be a FEMA guy that gets his brain shot out. That's fine. Or, you know, get my leg shot off or something cool. We'll figure it out.
We're gross. We want to die in a horror film.
Exactly. Be immortalized that way. Exactly. It'd be cool. So check out the interview, and don't forget to go to their Facebook page and sign up to be a zombie, because that'd be awesome. Welcome to Cinema, the movie and television podcast show that talks about everything dirty, mean, and nasty.
It rubs the lotion on its skin
in Hollywood and beyond. If it's sin, we're in. This is Brandon Luna with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema.
I'm Randy Rankin with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema.
And we're still here at the Texas Frightmare Weekend, and today we're going to talk to some guys who are promoting a new film called Among the Dead.
Filming here in Texas.
Yeah, Austin area. Nice. In San Antonio, New Brunswick, South Texas, pretty much.
Absolutely, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't forget to get the
Matt,
microphone.
Your name is
I'm William.
William? Yeah. I'm Matt.
William S. Stone.
And what is your name?
Jesse.
Oh, we have talking zombies.
You can't have talking zombies.
Cut. We got to start. No, I'm just kidding. So tell us a little bit about the concept of the film, what you guys have been doing to get it going, and why you're here this week.
Well, basically, it's like the tagline in there. It's pretty much 28 days later meets Day of the Dead. You know, it's based in Austin, Texas. We are it's based off of like having a flu type of virus, and the people who got the vaccine are the people that become zombies.
Oh, okay. That's
if you get
clever.
The vaccine, you're screwed. Those are the people who didn't.
Right.
Are the
right.
ones that are left.
So if you don't have Obama health care, you're
exactly.
okay.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. So, you know, it's hard to define because it's almost like a TV series, but it's a film. Yeah. You know, it's very character driven.
Okay. Very cool.
And I understand you guys are doing a comic book to go along with
yes,
to kind of flesh
yes,
out
sir.
The story. Who's doing that for you guys?
Dark Clown Studios, and they're Austin-based comic book company. And
keeping it in Texas, we appreciate
cool.
that.
We,
yeah.
Absolutely, we want absolutely. All Texas talent and all Texas crew.
Well, we want a part. We've been trying to get killed in a horror movie for years. So
we can blow your brains out.
Nice.
Would really love if you did that. That'd be great for
it's
me.
So cool.
We've got some really cool talent.
To have Randy's brains blown out.
As well as we've gotten Bill Johnson, who was Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2
right.
with Dennis Hopper. Mm-hmm. And we've got Elsie Holt, who was Lamb in You're Next.
Okay.
Nice.
And Dallas favorite, Paris Randall's on board.
Paris. He's at Circus of the Dead. A buddy of mine did Circus of the Dead.
Billy
yeah.
Pond.
Yeah,
Billy
we were familiar with Billy Pond.
Billy Pond is awesome.
I went to high school with Bill. I love the guy.
So yeah, we got Parrish involved, and so you know, we're really looking forward to you know, getting this going. We filmed a lot of it already, but you know, we're going to be spreading it out in segments right now because we're trying to make sure we maintain the quality. We're not going to put out crap. So
and
know.
As far as quality, I understand you guys are shooting this on Red.
Red Cam, it's 4K.
Correct. We are shooting on 4K because our plan is to be released in theaters throughout the globe. Like I said earlier, we've got followers right now in about 65 countries. We have thousands of people that are already following us, and we're just getting started. We've only shot about 10 minutes of the actual footage so far, and we still have a lot more to go. So we're looking for anybody that's willing to, you know, or interested in being a part of this, whether on screen, behind the screen. You know, this is a great opportunity. We're filming primarily on the weekends, so that if somebody has a day job Monday through Friday, but they still want to be a part on the weekends, they can.
Me.
Yeah. Definitely interested.
Let me ask you then, so what is your what's your history with zombie movies? I mean, what got you inspired to do a zombie movie?
Well, I mean, I guess 28 Days Later is one of my favorite movies.
Great movie.
Period.
Yeah.
Honestly, without bringing a downer, I was never really going to make a zombie film, but I've experienced a lot of personal tragedy over the last three years. I lost all three of my brothers in 3 years. And so death kind of sitting on my shoulder. So I decided to write something tragic with something dark and fucked up. So zombies came to mind. I'm a big Walking Dead fan. So I jumped on that, you know. Okay. But I feel like even though I'm inspired by those films, 28 Days Later, Day of the Dead, Walking the Dead, our story has nothing to do with it.
Right.
I mean, I really went out of my way to make sure I wasn't copying or pulling as much from them. So it's a very original story. Gotcha. It's still story-driven, and that's one of the things that I believe horror really needs to go back to.
Absolutely.
You know, unless you're really going for the 80s slasher killer style, you know, a story is important. First and foremost, all about the story.
I've always said, and we've agreed, you got to give me somebody to care about, or why do I give a crap if they're getting killed? I need somebody to latch onto.
And that's one of the reasons we love independent horror films, because they do that better than Hollywood. They'll actually give you a story. They'll give you dialogue. They'll give you, you know, characters that are worth something, and then they start killing them off. And sometimes it's out of budgetary necessity. It's like, we only have so much budget for blood and gore, so let's get some, you know, drama and some dialogue in here. But that makes a world of a difference for a movie. I mean, it makes a big difference. So we appreciate you guys doing that, bringing
that. And like, you know, Billy in Circus of the Dead, you cared about Paris's character. Paris was the guy you cared about in that movie. So, yeah, it's cool. I'm glad that he's working with you guys on that. That's
great. We're really looking forward to working with him. He's got a really cool, sleazy, redneck type of character that was inspired by the rape scene.
I could see him play. Oh, wow.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
It's not a rape scene, but it's inspired by
Great.
And it's
just eats, he just eats a pig really sexy.
It's a really rough scene, actually, but it's awesome.
He says you have an okay mouth, not a pretty mouth.
Yeah,
okay.
Just kind of so-so mouth, yeah. Exactly. Well, very cool. We're definitely looking forward to it. And how can people find out about your thing here, about your movie?
Among the Dead Movie. On Facebook?
On Facebook and Twitter.
And Twitter.
But primarily we're on Facebook. So we update that, you know, every day, every other day. We're putting on there where we're filming, you know, who maybe just came on board with us. And also if we're looking for, you know, say 20 extras to be zombies this weekend, we'll post that on there and we'll let people know.
Sounds
very
fun.
Cool. Very cool.
A lot of zombies and FEMA agents.
Okay, great.
Excellent.
FEMA is kind of not to... Well, they are what they are.
I have previous military and agent acting in my history, so I can definitely do that. Yeah. So, well, we appreciate you guys giving some
Thank
time
so
here,
much.
And it's awesome that you guys are out here.